This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is the Options Industry Council's Understanding and Trading Options Spread Strategies podcast series, The Bull Put Spread.
Let's look at the bull put spread. As you might guess, you're going to be somewhat bullish using puts this time. So the bull put spread involves the sale of one put and then the purchase of another put with a lower strike price. Both options, again, have the same underlying, same expiration date. We haven't gotten to calendar spreads or any of that yet. And bull put spreads are also known as credit put spreads, and they're one type of vertical. Again, they're because of the way they're lined up. What you're going to try to do anytime you put on a credit spread is you're going to try to realize gain of that credit. Let's look at the example. Same example. QRS stock is again trading at 39. Instead of buying the 40 put, as we did in the previous example, we're going to sell the 40 put. We're going to sell it at $2.50, and then we're simultaneously going to buy the 35 put at a buck. What do you believe? What does this spread tell you? You want it to go up, sure. You want it to close above $40. That's what you want. So you sold the spread for $1.50 or $150 plus commissions. Now let's look what happens. At 45, the 40 put will show a $2.50 gain, what you sold it for, right? Great. I sold it for $2.50. I realized my $2.50. My 35 put, what's that worth? Everyone. Stock's higher. You bet you the 35 put. What's that 35 put? It's worth nothing. You lost a dollar. You lost what you paid for that put, $1. So your net gain was $1.50. At 40, you get to realize the $2.50 that you sold that 40 put for. At 35, put that you paid $1 for is worthless because it's not below 35. And you realize the $1.50. $38.50 was your break even, right? The $1.50 from 40 gives you $38.50. That's your break even point. How about if the stock goes lower? That wasn't your forecast, right? You didn't want it to go down. You put the spread on with the expectation that the stock was going to close what? Above 40. At $35, you're going to lose $2.50. Why? You sold it for $2.50. It's intrinsically worth now $5, so you lost $2.50 on that option, right? And you lost a dollar on the 35 put because it's not below 35, so your net loss is $3.50. Keeps going lower, still the same, net loss $3.50. Selection considerations. Debit spreads are frequently, that's paying money, right? When you have a debit, you're paying, are frequently the preferred strategy choice when the forecast predicts that 5 to 10% change in stock price. And credit spreads are a limited risk method of attempting to profit by selling options. Let me just take a pause here and ask people, how many people would prefer to buy options as opposed to sell options? How many are buyers of options, always prefer to know what they paid for them? How many try to collect the premium by selling options? Clearly, the majority of you are more in the camp of trying to collect premium. I'm assuming you're doing a lot of covered call writing or something of that nature.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
We hope this podcast helped you learn more about trading options spread strategies and the bull-put spread. Next in this series is comparing spreads. Please download it at www.optionseducation.org. And remember, we're here to help you get answers to your options-related questions. Just call us toll-free at 1-888-OPTIONS.